Hi, hi, hi. Happy Wednesday, friends. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where we are highlighting the upcoming Out Laugh Hunger this Friday at 7 o'clock at the Sunrise Theater in downtown Fort Pierce, benefiting the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Before we get back to my new friend, Mr. David Vena, I want to give some shout-outs to Foxy Nails. Oh, my goodness. I had a couple of new clients go to Foxy Nails and post reviews, post pictures. There's this new butterfly chair for little girls.
Aww.
And their daughter was so excited. She got a different color polish on every nail and was skipping Aww. And just had the best experience. It's a wonderful way to spend your weekend. It's a great way to maybe do a little girl's birthday party yeah. or a bridal shower. Mm-hmm. So Foxy Nails, it's open 7 days a week. You're not going to want to miss that. And just so you know, today is National I Love My Feet Day.
Really?
So what better way to love your feet than a pedicure at Foxy
that.
Nails? Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You see how I tie that in?
Love it.
Brilliant.
Love it.
That's
now,
what
listen,
I'm here for.
You were sporting the chrome look. Do you still have that?
I do. I did a bright pink base this time, and I did some like sporadic chrome.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's like
it too.
It's like kind of fenders on your nail.
It's pretty impressive.
I love that.
Sunshine
stuff.
Hits it just right. Bam, I blind ya. Cool.
It's like a 60 Cadillac coming at you.
It's something, all right.
I love that.
One of those vintage Airstreams
yeah.
coming down the road.
Oh,
yeah. And also the hair studio at Vero Beach. I don't know where you bank, my friends, but earlier in the month we had Oculina Bank in the house. In fact, Gretchen Fraser was here a couple weeks ago highlighting the upcoming events for Treasure Coast Food Bank. And they happened to highlight a different business member, one of their business account holders each month. And the Hair Studio of Vero Beach is the business profile for the month of August. They're offering 20% off for all new customers, in addition to some of their fantastic summer promos right now, like a $95 keratin treatment or a $65 partial highlights. And coming into the studio today, I had Lee from Waldo say, I don't know what you're doing different with your hair, Anna, but you're rocking it and I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. It could just be that he's got a little pep in his step because he's going on vacation.
No.
But either way, I'm going to take it. And I have to admit, Melissa's very talented. I love what she does and it doesn't break the bank, my friends. So the Hair Studio Vero Beach, Foxy Nails, if you want to make sure that you're glamified and you want to fit it within your budget, those are my go-tos. I recommend them all the time and no one's ever been disappointed.
Yeah.
They cut men's hair too?
They do. They cut men's hair.
What
they do
beards?
Hot shaves.
Think they shave beards?
They shave beards.
Okay.
Yeah, these ladies are talented. Oslo and US 1 in the Publix Plaza. Walk-ins are welcome Tuesday through Saturday over at the hair studio.
You know, that's a great gift for a guy, too, to go and have like an all-day thing with the cut beard and the hot towel and all that.
Oh,
that's
for sure.
Way cool.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah.
Kicking it old school.
Way
Nothing
cool.
wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of old school, I want to give some shout outs to the Treasure Coast Food Bank because I am just such a big fan. I love this event, Out Laugh Hunger, and I love its price point.
Yeah.
So share with our listeners. They might just be tuning in. It's this Friday. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of different offerings. What do you have for us, David?
$25 will get you in. Get you a really good seat. It's a very intimate, you know, the Black Box Theater is just a great venue.
It is a great venue.
Great place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a bad seat in the house. Mm-hmm. And then $50 will get you seating in the first two rows and then two drinks, either adult drinks or whatever you want.
Got
a nice little snack bar there too for to purchase stuff.
And let's think about this. We have three different comedians bringing some fresh content, make us laugh. They're really good comedians where they don't have to fall back on vulgarness or anything like that. You know, they're coming with clever stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? Were you at last year's event?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, how did you feel when you left?
Oh, it's just, I mean, it's a great event. It's just you lose yourself, you know, for an hour and a half. And I'll warn people about this year. Steve Zimmerman, he likes to bring people from the audience on stage.
Oh.
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you'll actually be on stage and there may even be a little dancing and a little Motown music too.
I'm a sucker for Motown. I'm a Detroit girl born and raised.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I went to high school in Ann Arbor.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not like you can claim Detroit, but that's fine.
It's close. 40 minutes.
I like it.
It's a suburb.
It's a nice suburb to say the least, but yes. Oh, well, see, I knew I liked you right away, David.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the Treasure Coast Food Bank isn't just stopping at Outlaugh Hunger. I mean, there's all sorts of events and different things that you do throughout the year. In fact, we're approaching September. And what is September, my friend?
September is Hunger Action Month. So different causes have different months. Everybody knows October is Breast Cancer Awareness mm-hmm. Month. That's where the whole country turns pink, right? Even the NFL players, you know, wear pink jerseys and things like that. Mm-hmm. Orange is our color. Mm-hmm. It's a month-long campaign to not only generate awareness about hunger in America and along the Treasure Coast, but also for people to directly contribute. I think people feel overwhelmed at times that, hey, 100,000 people, you know, somebody else deal with that. Well,
sure.
Every mm-hmm. minute, every dollar, you know, every action that people take is a direct contribution to fighting hunger in our community. So we've got 30 days in September, and there's 30 different ways to get involved.
Really?
Oh.
Each day has its own theme.
Each day has its own thing to do, right?
Oh, okay, cool. And can people go and download the calendar?
Yep, calendar is on our website. Our website is stophunger.org.
Stophunger.org.
Yep, there's a nice PDF that you can print out. You can put it on your refrigerator in your home or your office or wherever, and you can look at it, and you can do things, you know, some of the things you can do at the food bank, some of the things you can just do at home. You can do, you know, do them with your family. So all sorts of things to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other things that are going to be transpiring to benefit the Treasure Coast Food Bank throughout the month of September is this concept of eat, drink, and give. I was just going to keep throwing out words until he fixed me. Eat, drink, and give. Well, I'm good at that. Those are some of my favorite things to do, David.
Mine too.
Yeah. So how does this work? A couple weeks ago, Gretchen was on the show. She was sharing some information about it, but I'm sure our listeners would love a refresher.
Sure. So this is the first year we're doing this. We're trying to involve, some of the restaurants. We've had some chefs that have sort of been spokespeople for the organization. And then nationally, there's people like Mario Batali mm-hmm. that have really become advocates for hunger. So we thought they would just be natural allies. So we've reached out to restaurants, and restaurants can still sign up. And what they can do is on September 1st, we ask them to just do a minimum of one day, but they can do the whole month if they want, is to just designate an item on your menu and, you know, in solidarity with Hunger Action Month and donate the proceeds for it. It's great marketing for the restaurants mm-hmm. and also a way for the customers and the restaurant to give back. So
by just going out for a nice dinner, you can go ahead and actually help to benefit the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Just like this Friday, going out and catching a good comedy show, you can actually give back to the food bank.
Have a good time and give back.
I love it. So who's some of our restaurants that are participating?
Sure. We've got a couple in Vero, Riverside Cafe. And they'll be donating their rum punch bucket.
Ooh.
Oh!
Bistro Fourchette is going to be doing escargot.
Wow!
For the food bank.
Favorite.
And then if you're feeling up for it, you can snake your way down south into St. Lucie County, where Orange Bloom. In Stewart, Fruits and Roots, which is a vegan cafe in downtown Stewart. Sailor's Return is a real nice place on the water.
Great venue.
Yep. They're going to be doing a Thirsty Thursday $5 drink special. Mm. Stewart Coffee is doing their flavored coffee drink of the day. And Palm City Grill is doing their calamari chipotle.
Wow.
Yep. So we hope to add some more. So any restaurants.
There's still plenty of time to sign up.
Plenty of time. Yep. You don't have to do the first. It's you could do any other day. We're very flexible.
And so tell our listeners, because I'm sure they have connections. Like, I know the Blue Star was excited. She's still working mm-hmm. on finalizing
right.
what she's going to come up with.
Right.
And of course, whenever there's something like this and Kitty can sink her teeth into it, she's all on board. Mm-hmm. So we're mm-hmm. excited that the Blue Star is going to step up for this particular Hunger Action Awareness Month. But how, I know a lot of our listeners, they say, I got connections in the restaurant biz. How do they go about signing up?
We've got a registration form. It's real simple. Form on our website.
Stophunger.org.
Yeah, but you can you just fill it out and then either fax it to us or you can just scan it and email it to us.
I was going to say, who uses a fax? That's so cute.
We get a couple faxes, yeah? And it's a big deal.
Something's happening to the machine.
Yeah, and the millennials, the millennials at our office, they love it. You know, it's like, you know.
It's like a rotary dial phone to them.
It's like an episode of the Flintstones, but they don't know what that is. So
it's so cute.
Nonsense. I used to love the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I can do my exercises like the Jetsons too. The finger exercise.
Cool. And that's almost true.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
This day and age, no kidding.
It's so true.
On September 9th and 10th, you'll be packing the house.
Pack the house. It's sort of become our marquee Hunger Action Month event. Mm. We started it last year, and what it is 24 hours of sorting and packing food.
Wow.
We're challenging the community to 250,000 pounds. We did over 200,000 last year. You're not there 24 hours. You're there in 3-hour shifts.
Okay.
So it starts at noon. There's a ceremonial kickoff. We do it around 9/11. Sort of as a day of service, as that's become, and we have a kickoff with community dignitaries, and then that's when the sorting and packing begins. And it's a festive event. We have karaoke.
Yay.
We have DJs. We've got
sign me up, David.
We've got restaurants that have donated food. There's coffee. There's juice. My girlfriend's doing sunrise yoga.
Really?
It's 7 a.m. the next morning, so you can take a yoga class and go sort and pack some food.
Right. You'll be feeling very flexible at that point.
Mm. Yeah.
Reach for the cans up high.
Nice.
Reach. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
That's a lot of things happening to make it a lot more fun.
Good thing.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, it's warm. You know, we do rent these huge giant fans and things like that to cool people down. But people there are 3 hours, you know, we want to be mindful that it is it's a serious event, but at the same time, you know, we want people to have a little fun while they're doing it.
Can you stay longer than 3 hours?
Yeah. There's actually two people in our office last year that did all 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But you could, if you want to sign up, especially for the graveyard shifts, you know, I think we've already, we'll take volunteers anytime, but we're pretty much full for the 12 to 3. And then
so like midnight to 3 a.m.?
Yeah, midnight to 3.
Okay.
And 3 to 6.
Oh.
We have security, so, you know, you don't have to ever worry about that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we could use a few more bodies for those time slots.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah, if you have insomnia, you know.
I might have to think about that. I like the graveyard shift for some things.
Okay.
It could be fun.
Yeah, why
not? It says providing food and drinks.
And then sunshine kind of yoga.
Yeah.
Hello. At 7 a.m. I'm good with that. This might be interesting. I might have to do that.
Now, I'm looking at the newsletter, which I read every week. I'm just saying. However, it says here that from now through October, join Archie's every Monday afternoon from 3 to 6 for bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And that the food bank receives a portion of the proceeds.
We do.
So they take this notion of September's Hunger Action Awareness Month and donating a part, and they really elongate it and do something special.
They do it year-round.
Oh, year-round.
Yeah, so they do it. They pick two charities a year. So I believe we started in May or June, and before that was, I believe, the Humane Society.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's every week. It's significant. I mean, we're expecting, you know, to raise probably, I think, $30,000 from it. Yeah.
From bingo on Mondays.
From bingo on Monday.
That's a great way to generate and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Archie's is such a fun environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I'll never forget my first experience at Archie's. I was going down A1A, just like a casual Sunday afternoon, and my son was 2, and my first husband, we're all out there having a great time. And this biker, like these big biker guys, were trying to do that game where there's the long string and the little steel circle at the end, and you try and flick it onto a nail that's protruding from a large 2x4. And so my son was like, ooh, I want to play. He's super little. I'm like, all right. And I go to put him on the chair, and the bikers were like, let us teach this little guy how it's done. And, you know, I just love big biker dudes because they always look so intimidating, but they're like the big biggest teddy bears.
Yeah, they are.
They are the nicest men, and they'll come together to help a charity. And you see them in action. They do those big biker rides, and they just generate so much exposure and awareness. And so I just love this, because ever since I had that great experience at Archie's, whenever I get the chance to go back, I do.
Yeah.
And I just love that they're giving a portion of the proceeds from 3 to 6 to the food bank.
Yeah, we're very grateful for Archie's.
Wow, that's so much fun. Mm-hmm. You guys got your hands in a lot of stuff.
We do. We do. And the whole month, there's what we have going on the 8th, I'll mention that since we're here in Indian River, is we put together a couple of roundtables. We did this last year with panelists that are experts on hunger and poverty. And we have one at 8 a.m. at the United Way of Indian River County.
Okay.
It's a free breakfast, and it has panelists from law enforcement, from the Boys and Girls Club, from the food bank, also from United Way. And what it is I'm going to moderate it, is we do an in-depth discussion on the causes and the solutions of hunger and how they affect vulnerable populations. And vulnerable populations are low-income children, but also low-income seniors, the homeless population, and veterans too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a great way for people to really take kind of to really hear from people that are on the sort of in the trenches, you know, with working with poverty issues. And again, there's breakfast, and you can sign up on our website as well for that.
That's fantastic. That hidden in plain sight.
It is. And people are like frustrated when they hear all the statistics, like, what can I do? What can I do? And here's a lot of stuff. A lot of good reach out
at your fingertips.
Yeah.
And not necessarily for a lot of money.
No. And happy stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
We like happy stuff.
Yeah, we do.
We love happy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss a commercial break?
We're going to do one now.
Okay.
How's that?
There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back in Indian River County. You're listening to The Vero Insider.
It's time to buy a home, that is, whether it's your first home or upgrading. We at Caliber Home Loans have years of experience and can navigate you through the complexities of lending, offering free pre-approvals and local appraisers, allowing you to shop with confidence. Buying a home, looking to refinance, or simply have questions, call the Caliber Home Loans team at 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at CaliberTreasureCoast.com.
Beachling Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the pro spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? at the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. All right, friends, what a wonderful Wine Wednesday. We're learning all sorts of things, ways we can contribute and volunteer at the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Amanda Valencia Tillery. Just so y'all know, 120 years ago, the Klondike Gold Rush was set off by George Carmack discovering gold on Rabbit Creek in Alaska. Yeah, this day in history. That's
how many
right.
years ago?
120.
Okay. I think I was there.
Yeah.
I wish I was there.
Yeah.
Right? That would have been something.
Yeah.
But think about the real genius. The real genius was the person that had all of the picks and buckets and supplies yeah. ready. That was the real genius.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's think. I think it was 77 years ago this day in history, 1939, the movie Wizard of Oz premiered in New York.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And then later it premiered in Hollywood on August 15th.
I want Toto the dog.
Do you?
Yeah, I like Toto. He's
cool. He was adorable.
Yeah, he's cool.
He was adorable.
Yeah, he's cool.
I know that the Treasure Coast Food Bank doesn't have this, but it is National Thrift Shop Day. And I know that most people are tuning in and it's past 5 o'clock at this point, so no thrift shops are open. But it is National Thrift Shop Day, so you can make up for it tomorrow.
That's an interesting day.
I know. It's a national day for everything at one point in time or another.
Yeah, I know. But that's like, really, you had to think about that one.
Yeah, that's kind of that's
just
obscure.
Like I'm saying.
That's obscure, but yeah. it exists.
Oh, it's cool.
I love thrift shops. I'm a huge
Me too.
Record collector.
Oh.
You can get some terrific vinyl.
Absolutely, you can.
And you know what? The covers are awesome. People forget what the artwork was back then. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm with you.
Well, before we jump back, David Vena, the Treasure Coast Food Bank Director of Strategic Resources, he's going to share with us a new program that the Treasure Coast Food Bank is going to be launching, which I'm very excited about. Prior to doing so, I just want to give a quick shout out once more to all of our sponsors that make this show possible each and every week. We have the Hair Studio of Vero, Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza, Caliber Home Loans, Local, First American Title. They'll make sure everything is checked for you. Sandridge, your premier public golf course. Pac-Mail Beachside, your shipping experts, my friends. We're here 6 days a week to help with all your shipping needs, providing free pickups and representing 20 plus carriers. And then, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, providing local and long distance moves, the best moves at the best prices. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're active Move for Hunger movers, which is how our relationship with the Treasure Coast Food Bank has grown to such an extent. We're sponsors of this Friday's Outlaugh Hunger. That's right, my friends. There's still time to purchase your tickets if you go to sunrisetheater.com.
SunriseTheater.com.
$25 for general admission, but you're not going to get a bad seat. We promise you that. $50 VIP, throw in a couple of drinks, make it a date. It's a great thing to do. Three comedians. We're going to have a lot of fun. But David, tell us a little something before we leave here.
So a couple of years ago, this is sort of unfortunate, we outgrew our old food bank facility.
Yes, you did.
So we had to move into a bigger one.
We helped with that move.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we still own that building.
Yeah.
We still own the land, and we're kind of thinking, hey, what can we do with that? So I mentioned before about all the cabbage we get, you know, or other examples are peppers or tomatoes.
Sure.
So a few years ago, we received a huge shipment of tomatoes. Didn't know what to do with them.
Can them.
Well, mm-hmm. you're going
Michigan
exactly
girl.
Where... Yeah. Yeah,
sauce.
You're going where we want to go, but we didn't have that infrastructure to do that. So what we wanted to do was have a facility where we could receive millions of pounds of locally grown produce and process it, turn tomatoes into sauce, into salsa, make soups, or let's take all these vegetables and slice them, dice them, chop them, whatever,
yeah.
have them vacuum sealed, cryovac'd, and be able to share them with the schools through the Farm to School program.
Wow. So that's what you're launching.
Yep. It's called the Florida Agriculture and Nourishment Collaborative. So it'll build farm communities and also serve kids.
That's
as well.
Fantastic. There's so much that you can do. And like Buzz Aldrin said, if we can conquer space, we can conquer childhood hunger. We'll see you this Friday at Outlaugh Hunger and visit stophunger.org. Until next week, cheers.